This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Spring snow melt likely won't deliver the big water supply bump the drought-stricken Colorado River needs. CPR's Michael Elizabeth-Sakis reports.
Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border is expected to get only 59% of the water that usually flows into the reservoir from May to July. That's according to the Colorado River Basin Forecast Center. That's not a great sign, since the reservoir is at its lowest level on record, and it supplies water and electricity for millions of people in the West. The amount of water forecasted to flow into the reservoir is a good marker for the overall health of the upper half of the Colorado River system. I'm Michael Elizabeth-Sakis, CPR News.
A bipartisan bill that would exclude child care centers from property taxes is on its way to the governor's desk. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Those who own or lease properties to nonprofit child care centers would be exempt from paying property tax if child care is the main use of the property. The goal of the bill is to encourage landlords to rent to nonprofit child care centers. Colorado has a critical shortage of child care. Nearly 1 in 10 child care providers closed across Colorado during the pandemic. Fiscal analysts say it's unknown how many new nonprofit child care centers would open as a result of the bill. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A farm in Weld County will euthanize its entire flock of 1.4 million chickens after reporting an outbreak of the highly contagious avian flu. Agriculture officials have now established a quarantine zone in the county to stop the disease from spreading, which means poultry products won't be allowed out of the area for the foreseeable future. The Sparbo Hudson Farm says it must temporarily lay off 95 workers due to the loss of product. This is CPR News and KRCC.